podcast is intended for mature audiences only. This podcast will contain adult language and subject matter. It is not suitable for all listeners and ages. In no way does this podcast reflect the other contributors of Goodman and Gloucester, Gloucester Podcast, or Homiecast. Your personal discretion is advised.
Good morning, Gloucester. Time for Alicia Unleashed. What's going on in these streets?
Yes. Good morning, Gloucester.
Yes.
Dude, you know,
yes.
That last part.
Yes.
Who did that? Who deserves all the accolades?
That would be Bridget put this together.
I wondered what Bieber
she
was
didn't
up
sing
in the
it.
Past couple
months.
Yeah.
So, Bridget, explain how you got this together.
So, good morning, Gloucester. This is B-Side. Broadcasting live from Alicia's kitchen table or dining room table with Alicia Unleashed.
What's up, bitches?
I'm guest hosting tonight, but we also have with us Melissa Cox.
What's up?
We have Joey Shimitaro, aka Boss Man, in the house.
Yo, yo, yo.
And we got Rick Dowsett here, everybody. Give him a hand, everybody.
Yeah.
Hey!
Oh, I gotta get my sound effects.
All right. So,
oh, the clapping effect. I love that.
So,
audience track.
That little theme song that you heard was done by a gentleman that goes by the name of Soul Writer, R-I-T-E-R. Found him off of Fiverr.com. Oh, I paid $5 for that.
You get one revision.
We got one revision. He sent us the sample the other day. We sat and talked about it, and then we forgot about it. And then last night, while I was sitting in the living room with Mr. E, I was like, hey, listen to this for me. He's like, I love it. I was like, we don't.
There's something missing.
And then we were like, what if he just changed the last word? Because it used to say podcast. We're like, what if you just changed it to bitches?
That totally, like, then it was just like light bulb went out. You know what? The whole thing. So he did it today. Like, you literally sent it this morning, and he turned it around.
I sent the request first thing this morning, and he turned it around and did it all up and sent it over to me right before I got here tonight.
You used Fiverr.
I used Fiverr.com.
Fiverr.com, 2 hours, right?
Yeah.
Fiverr.com is amazing. You can get anything for $5.
Is that where the new GMG logo came from?
Yeah.
Really?
Wow. Nice.
Now it comes out.
It was I totally told them what I wanted. I didn't have the digital skills to make it a reality.
Right.
Took me, it was a one revision thing. I was pretty specific. This is actually a copycat of another hat that I liked, which had a very simple silhouette, logo and lettering, and it's pretty much a knockoff, but a different animal,
right?
And different.
Awesome,
nice. Yeah, so that was a world premiere.
About what other things can you get on Fiverr? Yeah,
so you can do graphic design. You can do a lot of digital audio. You can do video. You can do voiceovers. I've been looking on it on the audio sense, but they can do resumes. They can proofread for you. You can have them look over your term paper if you're a college student secretly listening to this show.
They'll draw a caricature of you. You can have them call up people you don't like and leave messages.
Oh, I like that.
There's pretty much anything that you can think of. And if you have a talent or no talent, you can go on Fiverr and put a post for yourself for $5.
That you have a special skill.
I'll call any three people you want and tell them to burn in hell.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah.
And if someone's like, hey, here's a random call from Wisconsin. Burn in hell.
So the baseline starts at...
What was that?
So the baseline starts at $5, but obviously people have different packages where you can upgrade. Like this gentleman was like, for $40 you can get the MP3. I'm like, we're solid. We are low budget kind of situation. As everyone that does appear on the podcast has seen us in our audio work for our opening and closing, we're kind of magical about that. But we're going to actually do exactly what Joey does for the Gloucester cast, where it plays and he sings, but I'm not going to sing. And then it'll open up to that. But I'm working on that digital skill myself.
I love it.
Yes. So are we going to do the disclaimer attached to that as well?
We're going to do the disclaimer because obviously, well, we're going to, that's a work in progress.
Don't you love my questions?
So like, we're going to do with this.
Like, that was happening.
So that was just an opener. That was just, you know, the beginning of things. It doesn't necessarily have to play every time because, you know, we know that people do love our openers and closers. So it can be like melted in there from time to time. We'll see. We'll see how that goes. If we wanted to pay $20, we probably could have got him to go for 30 seconds. And do some of the disclaimer.
I like this one.
Can I say something right now?
What's up?
For your fans, the fans of Alicia Unleashed, specifically, if they would like to donate to Fiverr on your behalf to get more different, so you can switch it up with different openers, I think they can write in. And I bet you there's a way
that
they could put money into your
Fiverr. Your account.
Account and stuff like that.
Oh, okay. That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Wow.
We can work on it.
We have a lot of closet listeners.
Yes.
Yes.
Which, by the way, secret listeners, please go on iTunes and rate us 4 stars. Thank you.
Are you on iTunes?
Yeah. We're on your thing on iTunes.
Oh, okay. So for them to do it, they need to go to the Good Morning Gloucester.
Yes. Yeah. They would have to go to the Gloucester Cast or Joey Shimitaro on iTunes. You know, hopefully we have some hip, friendly, tech-savvy kind of people.
If you type in Good Morning Gloucester on iTunes, I think that's how you would find it.
Yeah, right. That's how I found it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So.
We are connected.
So let's get this out of the way. Patriots going to the Super Bowl!
Yay! Not the Steelers.
Not the Steelers.
That's no. Crazy. Sorry, Craig.
Sorry, Craig.
Oh, Craig.
So Craig went to the game last night wearing full-blown Steelers garb.
How did he get out of there alive?
Because he was surrounded by...
They won. If they lost, then it wouldn't have been a lot more difficult
to exit from the stadium. Can I talk about him?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
I think everybody is in agreement that we all love dearly our friend Craig.
Of course
absolutely.
We do. Certainly.
And I think, and we've been relentlessly, like, busting his chops.
But it's warranted.
And this is why. Because had the Steelers won,
exactly.
Oh my God!
I mean, it would have been very difficult to live with him
for sure.
So I think he knows deep down inside that this was coming.
Except it's one against everyone else.
But he waves that towel in your face like all day long,
right?
The terrible towel. So he's man enough to take this kind of thing, so, which is nice because he's not a baby about it. The thing that is going to be interesting to me, and I was going to put a poll on the blog today, was will Craig show up on Super Bowl Sunday wearing a Patriots jersey?
No.
And do you think that is appropriate?
Did someone make
a
bet?
That would have been a good bet to have at the game with the Steelers and the Patriots.
Well, we
just
say that
would have been a good bet. So.
Does he deserve to be able to wear a Patriots shirt?
Yeah, because he's man
enough.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah, he's going to man up.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
After he trashes them all year long and says that they're cheaters and keeps going back to the Deflategate stuff.
I'd be more impressed if he showed up with his Steelers gear on.
To be true to his team?
Yeah. Absolutely.
I respect a guy that roots for his team through thick and thin.
Absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely.
Right. For sure.
I would never expect him to go out and buy a Patriots jersey. If he has one anyway, then he should wear it. But at no point, if you're just now jumping on and being like, oh, Patriots, I think I like
it.
I could see him showing up in a Steelers jersey with Patriots underwear on. I could absolutely see that.
So speaking of, I actually bought a new Patriots jersey today. I was going to purchase a Malcolm Butler jersey, but then I saw Martellus Bennett dancing to Whitney Houston. I'm like, sold. And so Martellus Bennett just got himself a new jersey.
You can't wear that for the Super Bowl.
Why not?
Because we have to wear what we wore the last two games that they won.
Did you see my shirt, by the way? So my shirt says, if you can't handle my tight end, you need a stronger D, and it says Patriots football.
It's a Patriots shirt.
It's a Patriots shirt.
And that's what she's worn for the past two.
You need to wear that.
So
can I wear it under my jersey?
Does that count?
Yes. I think it counts if you're still wearing it. What others?
We have to wear exactly what we wore when they – exactly.
Listen, she spilled beer on her.
I'm going to wash it, and I'm going to wear it again.
She spilled beer on herself 20 seconds before Mr. E walked in.
Literally,
the door.
Literally, I had to take a shower. The whole thing. I don't even know how I did it. From shirt to pants. Literally, the
she
whole thing.
She should have just owned it and just wore it the
whole way
through.
I wasn't
going to
smell
through.
Like beer the
Does
whole
he
time.
He didn't care.
No, it was smell like a bar room. Who the fuck wants to smell like a bar room?
I've done it.
I don't want to.
I'm not afraid.
So, Melissa, Atlanta Falcons. Are you a Falcons
Super Bowl
fan?
Body. Everyone smells like a bar room.
More of a Pats fan, but I did spend about 10 years down south. So
I know. So, how are you
feeling
about this?
I have family down south, and I've already messaged them on Facebook, and I said, hey, we need a bet. So, you know, I'm trying to think of an idea, something good. Like, if they win, I'll send them lobster. But I'm trying to figure out what the hell I want from Atlanta, if anything.
Peaches?
Right?
Biscuits?
Not after having them at your house.
Maybe they could send you all the rebel flags they had to take down.
Oh.
I'm sorry. Is that enough?
Wah, wah, wah.
Sorry to all of the people in the South who are fans of the show.
All of the General Lee cars that they've had to...
listen, one of my BFFs is from Georgia, and she listens.
All right, well, one.
So, my family now, there's three. So you're going to help me think of a good bet.
I think it's something to do something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They have to wear jerseys.
Funny haircuts.
They make. I am not cutting my hair, you fool.
I don't know how to dye an edge. What?
Yeah, I'm not cutting my hair. Oh, hell no.
Oh, dye it.
I'll dye it. I don't have any problem with that.
You have to watch 15 straight hours of reruns of Carter Country.
That's horrible.
Anyone over 40 might get that. Might not.
I don't get that one. He's older than you.
Carter Country was like this. I don't know, like Mayberry RFD.
He was at the Falcons game. Did you see that?
1976, 77, after Jimmy Carter became president. Okay. So it's just really, just a bad show.
How many seasons was it on?
Kids.
I heard about it when I lived down south, but I didn't, no. And it was funny because I moved up here and everybody's like, oh my God, you must be from the south. You have such a southern accent. And I'm like, you have obviously never met anyone from the south because I do not have a southern accent.
You definitely don't now. Maybe you did when you moved back up here, but you definitely don't now.
Every once in a
while,
y'all. Yeah.
I feel like you're more Oregon, though. Like, I can hear your Pacific Northwest, if anything.
I don't.
You definitely don't have a New England accent.
Right,
that's what's going on.
Yeah. Well, everybody asks me, you know, where I'm from, and I'm like, I'm a mutt with the language part.
Yeah, you're just a mutt.
I've lived everywhere. So.
I wouldn't be able to place any accent on her.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, on top of the Patriots kicking the Steelers' ass, there's a photo of Craig at the game with his eyes closed. I thought he was asleep.
I thought he was crying.
I thought he was crying.
Denial.
Taking a moment.
Denial. We have many interpretations of what this picture could actually be.
Memes.
That's my mother in French.
That's my Bill.
My hashtag was on Scotty's backlashes thing was life as a meme.
It would be a meme.
It's not a meme.
Is that
official?
Yes.
I'm positive.
Absolutely.
Meme is the French word for grandmother, and a meme is what you would be referring to.
Yes.
Okay, so it's a meme.
And so
my mother is called Meme by my nieces.
What should be
Meme? And I know someone nicknamed
Meme-aline,
there's that. So there is a caption contest that Joey had put out there, as well as if you know Craig and you see that photo, your job and responsibility is to take that photo and either the ones that are already memed or... you know, you can screen capture, you can screen grab, you can save it. Post it as your own profile photo on Facebook. Hashtag make Craig viral. So that's going around. I actually made my own that said TMW, which stands for that moment when you are at a Patriots game and you realize that the Patriots just handed your quarterback his balls on a platter.
And I didn't know what was it TM what? I thought it was a typo.
TMW.
Can we talk about this for a second? Why do we have to fucking abbreviate everything in life?
That moment when?
That moment when? Like, who knew?
Because
like,
it's
Joey and I were looking at it, and you were like, tomorrow?
I thought it was tomorrow, for sure. I would have lost a huge amount of money if I had to bet.
Oh, yeah. And then it didn't make sense. So Alicia and I were talking over dinner, and we're like, just text Bridget.
So the thing is that on Twitter, you only have a certain amount of characters. So instead of you typing out that moment when, which people start to load, they're like, ugh. That moment when you lose all of your rosé on your shirt. Wah, like that kind of
stuff.
Thank
God I didn't do that. I just lost beer.
I just created that one. That little.
Somebody thing. Get me a terrible towel to wipe away my tears. Ooh, good like one.
Steelers terrible towel.
So.
Is that one on Facebook yet?
Yeah, it is on Facebook.
Right. Oh, perfect.
He's like, I just posted just
text
now.
That
I just made it.
Save it as my profile picture.
So that is considered, so TMW is considered an abbreviation, a.k.a. a millennial abbreviation. Also, if you're on Twitter, it just cuts down on your characters.
Okay, so not but nothing.
I want to invent one of those.
Should?
That one?
I don't know yet.
A meme
so
or
the
a
most.
Like a TMW.
An abbreviation.
FTW for the win.
Yes.
And the WTF and WTH.
Okay, you want to know one that almost no one knows that's very, very common
just say it, but don't tell us what it is and let us guess.
SMH. I've taught all you guys.
You
taught
me.
Smack my head.
I didn't know that before.
I know. I've taught.
What'd you say?
Smack my head?
No,
shake
my head.
Shake my head.
Sames. Can you grab me a beverage, please?
Yes.
Shake my head. I just said Sames. I'm 48 years old. I just said Sames.
Samesies.
By the way, Rick brought nothing because I planned on not drinking that. Rick brought wine coolers.
No.
No, they're naughty seltzer.
Brought some wine coolers.
No, what are they, Rick?
I brought boozy seltzer. I was trying to Now, knowing that when Joey and I go down to Mexico in March, it'll be the first time many of the listeners south of the border will have ever seen me in person. Right? So I wanted to.
You guys go all the way south of the border.
I want to look my best. You know? So I'm in the package store, and I'm kind of like, I'm late getting here, and I'm like, I got to get something. I don't necessarily want, I was going to get whiskey, but I'm like, I can't have whiskey. I got a 7:30 board meeting tomorrow morning, and once I start drinking whiskey, I don't stop drinking whiskey until the bottle's gone, and that's not good for me. So I'm thinking, all right, what do I, light beer? I don't want light beer, you know? So I saw, seltzer, and I'm like, boozy seltzer, that's going to be,
That's going to be all right.
There'll be a lot of carbs, it'll be all right, that type of thing. So I come in. And I look at the pack, the box, and it reads 110 calories
each
per can.
Oh, fuck that.
And I'm
that.
Like, Guinness is like 115 calories per can, or 120 calories per can. What the hell am I doing? Right? Now, that being said, as far as seltzer goes, it's pretty good seltzer.
And what's the alcohol content on that?
5%.
So it's more
like
than a Michelob Ultra.
That's it's like each one is like a beer.
Like
beer. Mike's Hard Lemonade or something.
You know?
Yeah.
But I don't know. I'll let you know. Next podcast, I'll let you know if the usual commensurate bloated and gassiness follows me through the evening.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Well, it's seltzer, so would it be extra yeast, right? There's no yeast from the beer, right?
Okay. If you have that much gas and all that from beer, maybe you're allergic to beer and you should stop drinking it. And I said,
So going back to the game last night, was anyone else confused by Edwin McCain singing the national anthem?
I was. What the fuck was
no.
that?
No.
Edwin McCain.
Was it a country singer or something?
No, that's next. That's Luke Bryan is singing at the Super Bowl.
I think I saw that. I saw the guy on the saxophone for the.
The jazz
Atlanta
sax.
Game. The guy was fantastic.
At Atlanta, yeah.
So and basically, what everyone's saying is. They didn't care enough.
No, it was also like, why? Like, there was so much more talent that they could have found in Boston. And he's not even from here. It's confusing to me. But Ludacris got to play at the Atlanta Falcons halftime. We didn't get to see any kind of performance.
Who played? Oh, yeah, no.
Luda.
We didn't get to see nothing.
No.
But anyway, so what is your favorite Super Bowl food to eat?
The whole thing.
Ooh. Like out of like your, because I know everyone's prepping for Super Bowl parties.
Anything that Alicia is cooking.
All right.
Hence why I'll be over here.
Yeah, that's the spirit.
I think pulled pork has kind of lost the shimmer is off of pulled pork.
Mm-hmm. It's been way too.
It was like two
that.
Or 3 years. It was like, oh, everything's pulled pork, nachos, pulled pork. on top of a BLT, pulled pork on top of a burger,
yeah.
pulled pork flavored iced tea, whatever is, you know, it's just it's too much.
That's awkward.
So I think, like, for that period of time, I go, oh, pulled pork. But I'm like, not really.
No.
Wings, I think it's probably an old staple that always works.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, are they new? What about people that try to, like jazz up wings, like new flavors and stuff, like habanero, salsa?
I like buffalo wings. I like the mild or medium buffalo sauce.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like all the
new
buffalo
fancy
Buffalo Wild
stuff?
Wings has 20 million different flavors. No, right. I like what I like, and I just give it to me.
That's it, so.
Yeah, but you can still order that at Buffalo Wild Wings. Yeah.
Shut up!
Oh, yeah.
It goes, Joey, go ahead, Joey. Go ahead, Joey.
That is step three of the initiation to the club that you were asking about earlier.
Awesome. So, Joey, do you have any foods?
I'm a barbecue guy, so, you know.
That's true.
Anything that...
Ribs, wings. What are you doing on Super Bowl? What's your menu? You don't have a menu? Come on, what's your menu?
Are you going to do one, or is your sister going to do one?
I got a 15-pound brisket.
Woo!
Wow.
So
we go to your house first, and then we come over to Alicia's.
With the pre-game at Joey's,
it's
and then come
house.
Over.
It's not my house. I
gotta cook here all day, so I don't.
Tyler's
that's the
cook
only
all
thing
day.
When me and Felicia have something on the same day, she's doing all her shit, I'm doing all my shit. We can never get together because we both are hosting, so that's what's happening. Tyler is my guest chef, because I have the kids on Super Bowl Sunday,
and
I do too.
Yeah, so yeah. Tyler is actually going to put together most of the menu, and he's gonna make most of it. So.
Wow.
We went over it today when I picked him up, and that's what we're gonna do. So our typical, we do buffalo. Right, what do we do? Buffalo chicken balls. Those are amazing. And I do that instead of buffalo chicken dip. We'll do the jalapeno poppers. Obviously, I don't know if I can live up to yours.
You
do them on the grill.
I broil mine.
But
they're still good.
They're amazing.
What temperature do you put the oven at?
I broil them. So what I do is I actually boil my jalapenos to get out a lot of the heat, like halfway. And then I wrap them and I broil mine. You do a grilling thing, which is what I would, I don't know. I wouldn't do that. I just put them in the broiler. So they're already halfway done.
If you take the seeds and the stem out of the jalapeno, they're not that hot to begin with. They're not that hot.
The seeds and the jalapeno.
I know, I understand that. But some are harder than others. You know, it just is the way it is. And I just parboil it.
Mm-hmm. Yep. That's why did you hear my giggle?
Freudian slip right there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Harder than others.
So also,
no, the only one that thinks.
You didn't say harder, you said harder.
Oh, I get you. Okay.
Something harder than
others. Or did I put an R
it's
where
be
they should
play?
It's going
to
be a disclaimer at the
problem.
Beginning of this podcast
poor,
that just says, turn your
problem.
Volume down. What?
Recurring theme every time we're on the podcast.
Yeah.
Only Joey's
recurring. Let's not bring that up because people actually listen. And I don't
issues
want...
with hot and hard and...
Yeah. Those sometimes never go together. You either get hot or you get hard, and usually it's not hot when it's hard. Just kidding. I mean, you know.
You're doing it wrong.
Yeah, apparently. Clearly. Have you met me? I know I'm doing it wrong. There's a Shrek wedding. I mean, there's got to be hope for me somewhere in fucking life. Jesus. Yeah.
Moving on.
Turn down your volume, by the way, people. So if you're also a FOB, which is AKA friend of the blog.
Why are we doing so many, like, acronyms. Fucking acronyms right now?
That was
going
to be A&P before I went to CVS. Then I called the CNC cab. Got some Mr. Pibbs and some A&W.
So if you are a friend of the blog, Good Morning Glossers have in their quote-unquote holiday party. On the 28th, right?
I just taped the fucking podcast yesterday. I didn't even mention the
holiday. You're welcome. Thank God for at least something.
It's only been a month since I've been planning this. I don't even talk to me. You know.
You're dead to me. You're dead to me.
Go ahead, please.
So also, if you are a secret listener of Alicia Unleashed, and you're curious about Mr. E, he will be there. And if you can't make it, you should come to Alicia's Super Bowl party because he will be here too.
Mr. E or Mystery?
Mr. E.
Mystery.
Mystery.
Mr. E.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. So we get to meet him
at the
park.
He is a cool cat,
Saturday.
Man.
So it's this Saturday.
This Saturday, man.
Okay, can I say something about this now?
Yeah.
Oh, now you want to mention the party?
Well, exactly.
Why, you got something else you
exactly
got going on?
Just so people understand, because we say it, I say it every year in the announcement. You don't have to be a contributor of Good Morning Gloucester to come to this party. This party for anybody, whether you even comment, if you're a lurker, if you know about it, casually know about it, we want you to come and be and hang out with us.
Yeah, if you like the photos, you like the posts, because I see some people on my newsfeed that share the posts. But I don't necessarily know if they actually like the blog. I don't go that
much.
Should
we do name tags this year for people that don't?
I think people know me. I don't need a name tag.
And the people that don't know her. It's
such an ego.
So we don't really want
her.
Cape Angie Clay. Yeah.
Well,
yep. From
are you like walk in and you write your own, or are you going to have some pre-printed?
No, just like hello.
Melissa, maybe
no,
you should write Cox and I should write Cox and they should figure out which Cox it is.
I
didn't know
tags.
Guess the Cox!
Because B-Side's going to be there and, and there's probably, the reason I brought this up is because she's probably going to be there, right?
Right,
yeah.
Instead of going like after I leave, like that was your move last year?
That was my social anxiety because I didn't know who you were exactly and I went there by myself
now
and then I left.
Care.
No, I'm just going to roll up in there like a thug.
It would be nice to have kids so people can...
like a Jeep.
For the podcast listeners especially.
Right. B-Side, that would be your name tag.
I feel like people would be like, I don't get it. I'd be like, fine. That's cool.
I'm just going to put the other Cox.
Nice. Cox and the other Cox.
Yeah.
I'll have Cox and you put the other Cox?
Yeah.
Because I was here first, technically.
Speaking of Cox,
Chinese
New Year is coming up.
Yeah,
I think
it's February.
No, it's now. It's tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
And it is Year of the Rooster.
That's my year. I'm Year of the Cock.
No. Get it? Yes!
That's my... I am. When it, look up
you 2017 goals.
Paul McKay Stratton.
Oh.
What?
No, he's got the...
Oh, yes. Year of the...
He does.
So, Chris is chiming in right now, and he said, tell Joey the homie cast is dead, and it's all his fault.
What happened to you guys?
Chris,
I said, I'm currently taping Alicia Unleashed meets half the homie cast. I said, come on by. He says, I know, and thanks for the offer, but I'll decline. And I said, wow, okay.
We put it out there if we could have a homie cast. So
there you go. I'm just, you know.
This is Donald Trump's America. We like men and women coming together to share ideas in a non-threatening place. Right? We've never had the homie cast and Alicia's Unleashed here before, right?
No, because we never had that happen.
Here we are together, you know? We will overcome
whatever we fear
of Donald Trump.
I wanted Eric.
Right?
I wanted Donald Trump.
It's about the American people. We will overcome any fears and any negative feelings.
And that's it. The peanut butter cookies are fantastic. They're wonderful.
Yeah.
So, speaking about that.
But bring the peanut butter.
Saturday at 6 p.m.
That'd
be
the better.
Yep. Yeah. 6 p.m. until 11 or when the cops shut us down, according to Joey.
BYOB.
Yes. So, speaking of that.
I'll be hosting a homie cast event down in North Carolina that evening.
Okay.
But I will, we can
what?
Stay then.
Are you going to see Jeff?
Going down to promote the show.
Yeah,
I'll get some stickers I can give away, and
I love it.
It's kind of like
we should get
kind
stickers.
Of like
take Fiverr.com.
Take his favorite ones, the blue with the pink wing. He loves those.
Speaking of pink, the Women's March. We didn't get to talk about it on our podcast. You got to talk about it on your Gloucestercast yesterday. There was something interesting that did come up. Was I didn't get to go because I had family obligations and stuff like that. And also, the crowds were just going to be way too bad for me. However, it would have been just perfect for me to go as an introvert. I would have been like, it's that terrible that I'm out here. I did see that sign that says, it's so bad that introverts are out here. So, you know.
That's clever.
But did anyone lose any friends or have any disagreements or arguments about supporting the Women's March? Did you guys have
or
that?
Not? You mean not supporting the Women's March?
No. Well, we had. I had arguments with people not supporting the Women's March.
I think
guys
were pretty focused on the Pats game, so it kind of agrees right over all our heads. We're just like, happy the women had something to do that day so we could concentrate on football.
Yeah, I mean, I did.
There's
I had
the patriarchy right and alive at your table. So nice.
I have friends.
It was nice that you guys had the march. Nice that you guys got together, have a nice little
that was on Saturday. The game was
That's
Sunday.
That's the most cooperative I've seen a bunch of women be in my lifetime.
It was awesome. No, yes. It was awesome.
I've never seen that many women come together for
it was overwhelming. Like
Well, I saw a Maymay. I saw a Maymay that gave Donald Trump credit for getting more overweight women out and walking than Michelle Obama did in 8 years.
Oh.
I saw that one too, but, you know, some things you don't talk about, Rick.
But you're going to tell me that's not funny?
I did. It's not something I would share.
It's funny.
But,
well, here's the interesting thing
guy.
About that. Here's the interesting thing
well,
about
this? Wait, hold on, hold on.
Funny is funny, even if it's,
okay.
You know.
Right. Posters, memes. What's the funniest poster or memes you've seen? Because
wait,
I saw...
Craig, not counting Craig Kimberly?
Counting Craig Kimberly. So my uncle and my aunt, and it was really funny. I found out my uncle on my dad's side and my aunt... my uncle on my mom's side and my aunt on my dad's side
this
were in...
This is why Twitter only allows so many
right? Yeah. So
wait,
many.
Did you just tell us that her family tree... curls back on itself.
Yeah. And they all went
Joey's not listening
anymore.
Joey, stop listening.
Joey's out.
This is what Joey's out.
There was...
And it's a cousin. And we went for a walk. And like, so I sent her to get the dry cleaning. And she didn't come back for like 20 minutes. I couldn't even believe it. Who gives a fuck? Give the story out.
So anyway, the poster was of Donald Trump. Was of Donald Trump grabbing Statue of Liberty by the
pussy. Yes.
That was probably one of the best posters I saw that was posted.
I really, in all seriousness, I really liked the guy that did the Hope poster for Obama. He did three other ones.
Yeah.
In the same style.
Is that the ones that Anna and Hannah were putting on?
Yeah. Yeah. So those were beautifully done. I think those were fantastic. I don't know that I necessarily agree with the ladies that were actually costumed in a giant vagina. That really just freaked me the fuck out.
Well,
that,
pussy hats, I mean, everybody...
That's different.
Those are cats.
That's different.
Those were for the cats.
Molded vaginas, kind
of? Yeah, there's
you
like,
not seen those?
Oh, it's awesome.
They look like Venus flytraps.
Let me...
Sorry, it's...
Yeah, no.
Yeah, it's full graphic.
My take on it was that I thought it was so awesome and such a contrast. So if the goal is to actually affect change, they couldn't have gone about it any better than the way they did it because it was peaceful. It was and so. Like they organized, they got this many voters and active people together behind very specific causes.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to affect change, if they protested in a way like the jerks that shut down the highways,
anti-Trump protesters on Friday.
That's what they were. Whatever they do, the Black Lives ones that they smash the windows or if they civil disturbances.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't think that coming out of this, there are going to be changes because politicians want to get reelected. If this group can focus on getting on there.
Sorry, Craig Kimberly just messaged, hell will be paid.
Not this season.
Oh, good call. I'm going to say not this season. Dash Rick. Continue, Joey. Sorry.
Anyway, I just think that the way they did it in a non-violent way, non-destructive way, coming together peacefully, positively.
Millions of people, might I add.
So there's
that's a voice that politicians are going to listen to.
Right.
So
they're still trying to get the numbers from that. There's actually a hotline number that you can text in to say that you were there so that they can get the official numbers.
That's a scam.
So
I'm going to just say this.
Okay, that's good to know.
Do you want to know why I'm going to say that's a scam? Because they're not going to catch every person that did that. So they're not going to get an accurate number.
No.
Yeah.
What they're doing is once they get your telephone number, They can use that in marketing.
So,
don't do that.
So with, you know, police officers.
So they won't be marketing the new Weber grill.
Hotline
solid
numbers.
Steel piece that's going to that, right? Like the Mangrate or something like that.
The Mangrate. No.
For those numbers, probably.
No.
So from the last time I read an article, there was about 2.5 million women that participated all over the world. Or people, I should say. Because there was also men as well. Yeah. Which, I will say, Craig Kimberly, who seems to be the man of our fucking show, we're just going to title this Craig Kimberly is God.
James went too, though.
Yes.
Washington.
Yes. But Craig leading up to the Women's March has been very vocal in posting things. And it's like, wow, like, you're... cool ass dude. Like, this is what
even
I
though he him. Couldn't be there physically, like
he
other men
fully
were,
supported.
He fully supported and was very vocal that he was very supportive. And that, I think, speaks volumes.
And I actually got into a huge disagreement with someone that actually is, I think, my mom's ex-boyfriend or the brother of my mom's, one of my mom's ex-boyfriends. I just call him Uncle George. Probably.
That's
I had
what
a
Kate calls her, period.
Uncle George?
No, George.
Or Uncle Tom?
George Kane.
Oh, I call him Tom.
George?
No,
that's
not
weird.
That's
I call it Cousin Tom.
George Kane.
It's the one that makes me want to eat pizza and drink beer the whole week, you okay. know, party. You know, Tom. Time of the month, you know.
Oh, here we are with the
full circle.
Yeah.
There we go.
I'm sorry to get you off track. Go ahead.
No, that's fine. you know, the... So I had an argument with this gentleman who was calling... you know, a bunch of crybabies for like, you know, this, that, and whatnot. And I was like, I hope you're not talking about the Women's March being a bunch of crybabies. He's like, you know, they're destroying this and they're destroying that. I'm like, no, that's the anti-Trump rally that happened yesterday. There's a difference.
Everybody was merging Friday and Saturday into one, which is
like
that's very ignorant.
Yeah. And so
I
kept going back and forth with him asking legit questions as to why he thought that that was the case. And he's like, there's been so many arrests. I'm like, I haven't had a single report of an arrest. So I posted on, it's the only time that my Facebook has actually been public. Like the statuses have been public for a very long time because I have a lot of people hiding. Like I don't allow them to see everything I post, AKA work. Yeah, and some other people, family members and stuff like that too. So I was like, all right, anyone that went to the Women's March, please let me know where you were and if there was any kind of incidents or anything like that. And no one commented on any
kind
of incidents.
And you had them all
there. Washington, D.C. said they had zero arrests.
And the police chief of Boston. Yeah, Boston commended that too.
We also saw, I believe it was from the same, from Saturday,
in D.C.?
In D.C., there were the broken windows at Starbucks and Bank of America.
Yeah. Was that on Friday or Saturday?
The limousine that was set
Saturday.
On fire.
That was that Saturday? That was Friday night into
Saturday.
It was Friday night into Saturday.
So I guess my question would be is, I don't know any place in the world where 2.5 million people could go where the police would normally jump on somebody for something.
Well.
So, long and short, it's a picayune point, so I want to jump up with this one first. I think the thing to think about is it's not men versus women. It's not right versus left. It's to keep in mind that it's the American people versus the government. Mm-hmm. And that I'm super optimistic right now because there has never been another time in our history where the American people were paying more attention to what was going on in government. And with the social media and the capacity of social media to share that information, 20 years ago, Standing Rock would have happened, and we would have never heard anything about it. But Standing Rock was disrupted and stopped, and because the American people saw it and said, this is not who we want to be.
But the mainstream media still didn't cover Standing Rock in the amount of...
I'm not defending the mainstream media. I'm saying it's the American people against all.
Mm-hmm.
And when we get fractured, we have to remember that some of that is maybe somebody's trying to keep us fractured so that we're busy... battling each other, male
so
versus
we're not
female,
saying this.
Rather than turning around and paying attention to what's going on in the government. And it might not be that. I'm sure there are very well, present company included, I'm sure there are people who are here who work in the government and represent the government that are well-intentioned, but the government has gone, the federal government has gone a long time with, this is the machine, this is how we do things, this is how we feather our own nest. So that disruption of that same old, same old.
Love it.
Has to stop. That's a
vagina.
Interesting custom.
Oh, yeah.
Polly Walnuts, I've not heard or seen
anything. Oh, wow, that's a name I haven't heard in a while.
I've seen or heard anything from Polly Walnuts in months. And he made an interesting comment, because he has to be the, you know, the contrarian of the group, that what if a bunch of guys got together and wore a bunch of dicks on their head, or, you know, as opposed to pink pussy
cat hats?
Dick hats.
Well, that's probably what would have happened, I'm sure. If Hillary would have gone in, maybe a whole bunch of men would have gotten really upset.
Listen, not on a playoff weekend, you know.
maybe some other
next
time.
Next weekend when we got nothing to do.
Wait, the Patriots gone is, so maybe after that.
But, yeah. I feel like also there was a guy that I actually did unfriend because he's like, I don't understand the point. Where were they on election day? I'm like, we were there. We actually, the amount of numbers that they had.
No, people are.
The numbers that they had show up for this are almost the same difference of what the popular vote was.
That's the problem. People don't. Okay, we got to. Okay, I'm going to say this and we're going to stop because we're not allowed to talk about politics on GMG. But the electoral vote is what is, and it's not the popular vote. That's all I'm going to say. Moving on.
That's what I'm just saying. Is like right. Men are also like, well, this doesn't faze me. This isn't something that affects me. It's like, great. But, you know, your daughter grows up.
Just checking. Men are like that? Or just this one guy you're talking
no,
about?
No. There's a few men that I've seen on my newsfeed that were like, this doesn't faze me. You guys are just a bunch of bitches just crying about something that's not going to change or anything like that. And I'm like, I don't know about you, but I used to use Planned Parenthood. I can't afford my health insurance deductible. Are you kidding me? I use Planned Parenthood. God forbid your daughter ever need to use Planned Parenthood.
Well, ignorant people don't understand what Planned Parenthood is actually used for.
Right.
When people put abortion and they attach it to Planned Parenthood, they actually don't understand what they do in its entirety. So those are the ignorant people, and it's just, yeah.
Okay, so moving on, let's talk about fuckboys.
Julie, you were talking about this. I couldn't get you to shut up before we started rolling.
No, I was curious I feel like fuckboy is a millennial term, which obviously
it is.
I'm like two generations past millennials. So I'd like to know what you guys consider the definition of a fuckboy.
Well, I'm not a millennial.
Okay, no. When you say you guys, I'm not a millennial. I'm out.
We're not either. None of us in this room are millennials.
Tonight was the first time I've ever even heard that. Really? I mean, I don't know. I think we have
interwebs.
I think we have.
Yeah,
each generation has their own term for these things.
Snapface.
Yeah. I think each generation has their own term for these things. But
what was in your generation there, old lady?
I just want to know. I don't know, because we had talked about this before.
Booty call?
Why is it?
Well,
no, because I thought because it was a term of a negative term.
That's what I thought too.
Right? The way I hear it or see it used, I thought it was something bad. And I don't know that the way you described it, that I see that as bad. Or the way that Bridget described it.
The way that Bridget described it.
So, Bridget, why don't you describe it?
Like, what is the difference between that
and a booty call?
So, for me.
Booty call, friends with benefits, and fuckboys. Go ahead.
Do it all. I want to know what the difference between a booty call and a fuckboy is.
So, pretty much, they are the same thing. With a booty call, though, it's like you call them up middle of the night, like, hey, what are you up to? Hit me up. Like, this, that, and why not?
Girl wants to get laid.
Or a guy.
Oh, okay.
But you don't really call it a fuck girl. You just, you know, you don't do that.
It's a booty call.
Right. So that's a booty call. So for a fuck boy, it's more or less you're strictly in it for sex. That's it. You probably don't even know their goddamn name. That's to me.
I don't think that.
You probably know their name.
How would I put that number in my phone?
I said to me, which is completely different. However, I will let you know what the millennials seem to think.
I'll say what I thought it was like a term from a girl's perspective of a dude that just goes around and just tries to drill as many chicks as he can. And says in this kind of dishonest in his thing, just trying to get laid. Like, you know, if he needs to lie to get laid, he'll lie to get laid or do whatever it takes and just have like a different chick every night.
Well, sir, that is a cad.
Well, that would be an odd generation.
That young man is no gentleman. He is a cad.
Is that not the right term?
No, it is. Yeah. So in Urban Dictionary number three, definition number three, is the best one that I could possibly think for, you know, this came up in a conversation with Alicia and I, and we're like, what the fuck? So a manipulating dick who does whatever it takes to benefit him, regardless of who he screws over. They will screw over anyone and everyone as long as they get what they want. For example, that fuckboy Seth made me sleep outside in the cold so he could try and get some from Susan, who was blacked out drunk. Oh, that was bad. I'm sorry. I did not prerequisite that one. That was bad. Yeah, yeah.
That's pretty much what I said.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
So
it's not just a.
So it's not a it's friends with benefits. Yeah, that's not a thing.
No.
It's not an equal standing of kind of like, look, you know what this is. I know what this is.
Right. Right. So what happened was, I'll preface this.
It's a dude preying on women.
Right. So I had a friend that thought she had a friend with benefits, and then all of a sudden it turned into he only messages her
when he's ready for
exactly. So then all of a sudden she figured this out, and then she just went on this big
rant,
Insta ramp, and talked all about fuckboys. But that wasn't their understanding in the beginning, and then it kind of
because Alicia and I were confused. We're like, what the hell is this?
Yeah,
like what? I mean, I've had
You establish this shit, right? Yeah. Whether you're friends with benefits, yeah. I mean, you establish it.
But if the guy is a fuckboy and he's like calling her up, you know, say the guy's like calling up all these different women in the course of a day, he might call five different chicks. Now the weekend comes, calls them one. Oh, what are you doing? I got to do something with my family. Goes right to number two. Hey, what's going on?
That's exactly
what. How you been? She got something to do. Go right down the list. Until he gets one that he's going to get
And
laid.
That's exactly like what it is on Tinder and online dating is they call it Tinder hoarding is where you message a whole bunch of girls and you wait for one of them to message you back and be like, all right. And you go with her and you're like, no, I'm going to message that chick. Alicia's had it happen recently where they're like, oh, hey, what are you up to? And you're like, no.
Oh, you mean ghosting?
Yeah.
That was different. Not necessarily. Totally ghosted for 2 months. And then came back, and I'm like, yeah, what's up? No, not interested.
Yeah, no, but on his end, he was hoarding a bunch of people and like, let me see how this one goes.
And he literally almost like in nice words told me that he wanted to see what else was out there and then came back to me 2 months later. And
I would say that Glamour Shots was a fuckboy.
He was? Me.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, somebody use Glamour Shot profile.
Wouldn't you expect to?
That's why his name. That's
if you have no. If you have no commitment, you have no emotional relationship other than physical.
Right.
And the guy goes, see what else is out there. You know, I like prime rib, but you know what? I might like ribeye too. I don't know. See, you know what I'm saying?
But I feel like you got to say that.
Would you expect that both male and female are doing the same thing?
Yeah, but I feel like females from on my end, I would be like, you know what? I'm not feeling this. Good luck with everything. And then, but they, on the other hand, in my experience, just disappear. Just, they're done. They're gone.
My take on all, I wasn't around in the age of
Ultron.
This whole thing, this Tinder.
Online stuff. Dating.
You sir were no cad.
But from my perspective, when I was married and I had friends that had gotten divorced.
And went through it.
And they went through it. I remember what they were doing.
Right.
And it wasn't pretty.
No.
And I was just like, if I have a daughter, I would like don't want her on these dating websites.
It's not
because
a fun
these
time.
Dudes are just like they're preying on women. They like literally like
these, it women,
are
all
here, these women are on here because they want to fucking me to do it back. Like this is because you wouldn't put your
no. Okay. Wait now.
What?
Simmer down now.
That's
simmer
not
down now.
Well, that's my take.
It might be your take, but also you have to understand the world of natural selection in dating is over. There is no more meeting someone in your circle or your friends that you hit it off and then you start dating. There's no more of that.
I don't think that's true.
I don't think so either.
That should happen all the time.
Not my world.
I don't know
what world you're living in, but I haven't seen it in a very long time.
I mean, I met him in a bar. It was a random thing that me and my girlfriends were there, and he was there with
that's
some
natural.
That's natural. That doesn't happen very often. But how often do you go to bars? Like, I don't go to bars.
Yeah, you do.
I go to fucking Stones.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Number one, I'm not going to date anyone from Gloucester. Seaport.
You check in a bar like 5 times a week.
Katrina's, Pilot House.
I'm in Gloucester. I stay in Gloucester.
Would everybody sitting at home listening right now, please go to the Facebook profile of Alicia Cox or Alicia DeWolf, whichever pops up.
See how many check-ins she has.
See how many check-ins she has at local bars on a weekly basis.
Good, try it. So first of all, I'm private.
Over under 5.
I have a friend of mine who's single, who's very viable. She's cute. But she cannot find a guy in Gloucester.
Get off the fucking island.
Doesn't necessarily.
That's the point, though. Is that you? I mean, you want to try.
You're gonna find. You're gonna find assholes no matter what. Like, let's just be real. Yeah.
So anyway, the whole.
Speaking of after the woman's wife, men are bad.
No, I didn't say that. No. I didn't say that. But in this day and age, though, it's so easy to be like, ooh, Market Basket doesn't have sales. Let me go to Stop and Shop. Like that kind of thing. It's like, let me see what's over here. Let me see what's over there.
We're limited on the island. You got
to. It seems that things have. Very, a lot more lax from a female and a male perspective now, like nowadays. Like, there's a lot more loose dating now, it seems.
Like, think about when you were a kid. There was like a 30, 40-year-old guy who wasn't married.
Yeah, you look at him like
a weirdo.
Creeper.
Some sort of weirdo. What's wrong with that guy? What's going on? Yeah. You know? It just doesn't, it didn't happen. It wasn't like in the North.
So
even in their early 20s, it was like you got married in your early 20s, had kids, and you went through life. And then now as people get divorced or don't get married quite that early, they kind of go like, hey, you know what? Maybe my happiness matters.
That's me.
I think it's funny that Alicia said this doesn't go to bars.
You guys think I'm going to bars to meet people. First of all, if you think I'm going,
we didn't say that.
Of course I go to Stones. I go to places. Of course.
But
I
you were like, I don't go to bars. And we're like,
no. I've never been
to a bar. Is it? Is
no, we were talking in terms of. No, we were talking
is that where they
dating? I don't go to bars to date
people. Where you meet people. And the statement was whether or not you meet people in your regular social circles, and then all of a sudden, hey,
they were talking about meeting people at bars.
But I don't think,
don't go to bars to meet people.
But I don't think at our age, I know that our ages are very different, but I would say that starting with your age and probably finishing with my age, that it's beyond that kind of like high school kids all kind of hang around together. And this one dates that one, and then dates that one, and then dates that
right.
one. Same thing with college, because you're all in that one community. Or when you get older, your community expands,
right.
or you decide to step outside of your community. But if you've got like a bunch of kids who are in college together and they're all in the same building or all in the same, you know, area all the time, then yeah, they are going to be meeting
right.
each other and dating each other and hooking up with each other.
Right. And I was saying in the context, I don't go to bars to meet people. That's not where I go. Obviously, I don't. I stay local. I go to the local bars if I go anywhere. And I am with my friends most of the time. So I'm not going to try to hook up with anybody on the North Shore. It's not
she
happening.
Not also not trying to be a wing woman anytime soon.
Yeah.
I'm a great wing woman.
You're
I'm
so
a horrible
good.
Wing person.
So anyway,
let me sit next to the single guy. I'm like, what?
So anyway, saying the whole natural selection shit, especially if you live on this fucking island or in the North Shore, it doesn't really work out.
I feel like though,
and for the people that it does, that's great.
I feel like the people like there's no one on this island. I just don't think you're approaching it right. I've come to terms with like 2016. And I'm like, you know what?
We only have so many people on the island. Okay,
that's
you're really trying
bullshit.
So hard
that's
to meet somebody on the island.
If you're Italian, you're related to half of them.
Exactly.
Yeah. But like,
you said you have that social anxiety and you won't go someplace by yourself. Right?
I don't. No. Okay, so I went to Stones once at the very end of
the
year.
So where's the blame going on if you won't talk to people?
I didn't say that. I'm saying that I am not opposed to people on the island anymore because I was gone for a long period of time and I also, like, I might see someone across the bar and be like, holy shit. That kid used to torture me in high school. However, that kid has no fucking memory as who I am. Like, that kind of thing. And I need to remember that not everyone has a great memory like I do. They may not even remember who I am, my name, any of that shit. So, and then getting to talk to them for a brief few minutes, you're like, holy shit, I'm surprised we never actually knew each other or ever talked to each other in that kind of situation. I'm more comfortable with that nowadays than, you know...
being like, nope, 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 not looking at you. Nope, 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 nope.
That would be me. Although, I hold grudges.
Although there is... There is a dude that is on a dating profile that I went to high school with, and I saw him at the nursing home the other day, and let's just say, no, he works there, and he was saying, he was not behaving very appropriately or professionally in front of these old senior women, and I was like, if I ever see you on the dating website, I'm gonna fucking kill you. I'm like, never,
ever. I run away. When I see people on the dating website, none of that. From Gloucester, I run away.
I'm confused, too. So, you're in a nursing home.
No, no, he acts like he's all prim and proper and Prince Charming. And I'm like, no, you're fucking not. Not at all. After what I just witnessed, you're a fucking joke. So, and if he messes...
We totally have no idea what you're talking about.
Never mind. Never mind. Yeah, this conversation we'll have differently. No, so anyway,
but no, wait a minute. So when you're at work, you don't act prim and proper and appropriate?
No, I work in a warehouse by myself. No.
Okay, congratulations. Thanks. If you worked in a place of retail,
still would never be prim and proper.
You would not be prim and proper if you worked with the public, or we're just gonna have to agree to disagree.
No,
or we can disagree.
Oh, I hate that saying.
Oh, no, no.
Let's agree to agree. Okay.
He works at the nursing home, and he was saying shit that's unacceptable. As a human being in front of these older women, like these senior citizens, and then I go on his dating profile and he's like, I'm a nice guy. I'm like, no, you're not. That is a fucking lie.
I get you. I thought you were saying he was prim and proper in the workplace.
No.
Side, and I'm like,
no, I wouldn't frown on that.
Wait, what's wrong with that?
I wouldn't be mad at that.
Right. I'm like,
hey, you need some dirty talk in your life, you know?
That got awkward fast.
We are at 56 minutes.
That's a good
one. Where do we go from here?
Who doesn't enjoy that though?
Enjoy what? Oh, some people some people act like they're a little prudish.
Oh, seriously, Alicia?
Yep. She tried so hard to say that Mr. E was a mean guy, and I was like, well, what did he do? And she told me, I'm like,
she grabbed you by the back of your hair and pulled you back? I mean, what?
I was like, that's not...
Are we going down this?
He was terribly mean. When she picked up the check, you only took 18%.
Oh, how rude.
I made her look bad.
Yeah.
Is that where we're going?
Yeah. Yes, that's exactly where not we're going. At all. And I was like, why the fuck are you mad at that? She's like, that's disgusting. I'm like, you're fucking mental.
Why do you keep bringing this certain shit up?
You're so...
No.
The listeners don't know what you're talking about.
So I know.
Some dude tried to talk dirty, get Alicia to talk dirty, and Alicia wasn't having it. And B side said, what's the problem?
Yeah, I was like, what the fuck is the problem? She's like, Bridget, isn't he mean? And I'm like, fuck no.
That's like free porn.
Yeah.
So when she left, I was like, listen, I heard what you said to her, and you're cool in my book. That's fucking righteous, dude.
What did you say to her?
I'm not going to say that right here.
I mean, that's where Rick was going.
Alicia, what did...
I'm sorry, what was it?
What did he say?
I don't know. Moving on.
isn't that what he does anyway? I'm sorry, not Italian. What is that word?
Anal.
Oh, ha-ha! My favorite. My favorite thing to talk to her about.
Trying to make
about.
A thing. And just no, got, like, just... really quiet when you said that.
My favorite thing to talk to Alicia about. That's hilarious.
All right, can we move on from this?
Anyway, Mr. E was a prim and proper man.
I've never seen you so red.
Can we move on from this? Dude was awesome. He paid for my drinks on my birthday. I like the dude. He's pretty cool.
He can talk dirty to you anytime.
That's creepy.
That's what the total thing is. I'm opposite. There's no anal here, none whatsoever, not happening.
As opposed to B-side, who loves it in the ghoul.
Nah.
All right.
That is not
moving on now. Did you
think
know?
That's a generational
Stop yelling
thing,
in my ear.
Did you guys know that it was about this time last year that we had, not last year, the year before, that we had that big snowstorm? The first one?
That's what I, yes. Wow. Speaking of in the gulu,
So, plus, what you're saying is 2 years ago, that year that we had huge amounts of snow.
Yeah.
Oh, a first snowstorm was January 23rd, 24th, somewhere
around that time. Yeah.
We didn't have any snow before that.
No,
not really.
Holy
we had a
geez.
Dusting.
We had a dusting. Yeah. We had a dusting.
So we got all that snow in like 6 to 7 weeks?
Yeah.
108, 110 inches?
Yep.
110.
That's Woo! A whole lot of inches. That's what she said. Bam, bam.
Bam! Just like that, you changed
up. No, I need a Kermit the Frog. I think it's worthwhile mentioning.
And the reason why is because, like, once again, I mean, our memories are so short. We've had this, it's been pretty mild.
Yeah.
And now we have this kind of like this weather
thing. Today was weird, right?
This weather thing. Oh. Is this the change?
Yeah.
Next week, is it the start of the change?
No. No, I don't like the change.
That's a hell. When you have a big wind and big storm, that ushers in a whole
thing. Listen, the only snow I want to talk about is Scarface level, okay? That's it. I don't want to talk about any other kind of snow but Scarface level. That's it.
Cocaine.
Cocaine person?
I'm not a cocaine person. That's the only kind of snow I want to talk about, though, or snow caps, which are chocolate because I'm a fat fuck, okay? God damn.
She's saying anything other than the actual snow. Get it?
Jesus,
the
Joey.
The movie theater at Liberty Tree Mall stopped selling snow caps.
Why?
Their distributor doesn't have them anymore.
That's why you go to Five Below and get them.
I'm like,
and then
this
go
a whole
in.
Big pile of bullshit. Yeah. I like snow caps on my popcorn. They're like,
what?
Sorry, I can't help
That's
you.
That's so gross.
What?
Oh. Don't yuck somebody's yum.
Have you never
Sorry,
had,
I forgot.
Don't yuck someone's yum.
I forgot your rule.
You never put snow caps on your popcorn?
I wouldn't eat snow caps in the first place, so no.
Oh, I love snow caps. I think that's
the
title.
Chocolate with the little...
Little chocolate with the white knobbies on them?
Non-Pareils.
Yeah.
Non-Pareils,
yeah.
Non-Pareils,
snow
caps.
It's a brand like Q-tip. Right? We've got some of this before. Haven't we done this before?
You say tomato, I say tomato.
Band-Aid, adhesive bandage, Jell-O, flavored gelatin...
Elastic, cap, rubber band,
Kleenex, tissue.
Yeah.
All right.
You know.
Trojan.
Tomato, tomato. Oh, can we talk about, nothing. Can we talk, going back to the football game last night, did anyone see the TurboTax Humpty Dumpty commercial?
Yeah.
With that, where he fell and the yolk was coming out his mouth?
That was somewhat creepy.
All three of us groaned at the same time.
Yeah,
like,
that was like,
You didn't? You didn't see
Humpty
it?
Humpty Dumpty fell off the wall. Apparently he was doing TurboTax, because you can do TurboTax anywhere on your phone. I don't remember. But they're trying to put him back together, and they sew him up differently, and he's like...
And
like,
he had yolk
like,
of
yolk. Like, yolk on the side of his mouth, and on his nose. Really and he's like great. All like... He's all one eye's here, and one eye's here. Like, I'm trying to do a TurboTax.
But did you see Did you see the meme that happened right after
the
that commercial? The
my
meme. The meme.
Why are you talking about my grandmother?
The meme that was like, oh, look, the Steelers offense in, or the Steelers defense in the third quarter. And it was Humpty Dumpty with the elk coming out.
That's funny. Let's just have straight GoDaddy commercials.
Fucking internet.
Oh, GoDaddy. They have good commercials.
So do we, okay, so one last thing before we wrap it up.
Oh, we're wrapping it up?
I mean, we're at a minute.
Joey, stop listening.
Joey's out.
The listeners will tune out when they're bored. There's no sense stopping if we're not.
Mystery is going to keep going, but I bet you he's going to have the volume down. So, do you really care about the commercials nowadays anymore?
Absolutely.
But in the last few years, they've actually been leaking out on the internet before that happens. Do you think that's doing a disservice to anything?
Yes.
Or?
I find that I feel the same way about my Super Bowl commercials as I feel about my Hollywood starlet sex tapes.
And what's that?
Oh,
I don't
want to. Tell me more.
I will not allow myself to watch them as they're leaked out onto the internet before the actual release date. I like to wait and, you know.
Get the whole thing.
Have the whole experience at once. Here's to Lindsay Lohan.
Could have been a better sex tape than that.
No, I'm just guessing. Like, it's been 20 minutes.
Oh, I might be the only person that has never seen the Pam Anderson one.
I haven't seen it.
Or the Kim Kardashian one.
I haven't seen that either.
And what other ones?
I don't watch sex.
Paris Hilton.
I don't know.
Name Vince Neil, Gene Simmons.
Hulk Hogan.
Gina Gershom. There's bunches of them.
Ripple name.
What was that? What was the one that she was in when she had the leather?
Bound. With Jennifer Tilly. My friends try to watch that all the time. And I'm like, I am not watching that fucking movie. It's not happening.
Why is that?
It's just not necessary for me to watch.
It's a little close to home.
Yeah, my lesbian friends.
Come over.
No. None of them want to come over.
What is why? Everything points that way, but they can't say nothing.
Oh, patriarchy, right back at it. Oh, that's so cute. Listen, that's so nice.
It's not right to judge people by their gender or their race.
Or their friends.
And I just wish you white males would get used to that, okay?
Yeah, exactly, cucks. So on that note... You don't know what a cuck is?
No.
Cucky. No. We'll talk off mic on that one. But let's just say cucks are the white supremacists that support the POTUS.
And that's, no. And I'm gonna tell you right now.
And it's the males.
No, let me explain something to you right now. And this is not to say pro or this is not a reason why I voted, but the reason I firmly believe that Trump won was the white people were tired of being told, hardworking white people, or white people in general, were tired of being told that they're evil just for being white. And I think that they rallied together and said, you know what, I'm fucking done. I work hard, I pay my taxes, I do what I got to do to support my family, and I'm just fucking tired of being told that I'm the fucking evil for all things. I'm not saying that's me, but I think that is played a big part in why this dude got elected.
And all because of we had a president of 8 years out of 100-something years of being president? Is that why?
No. No, because of the...
So this doesn't go back to Obama?
No, it goes back to the horseshit campaign Hillary ran.
Yeah.
It was
horrific. She even admitted that she failed.
It was a horrible campaign. He was the most beatable... I used to think that George W. Bush was the most beatable politician, and John Kerry blew it, because now, hey, I'm John Kerry, I like to windsurf. No, you don't. Right? This is very false and very unctuous. And it's we're not talking politics.
No,
it's,
we're not. It's no, we're not. Oh. All right. Well, we have
a closer. I can't.
We are now at a minute or an hour six.
Oh, is this going to be different than the
beginning?
Brought in what?
Yeah.
Is it another Fiverr thing?
No. How about that? No, but this one's going to go out to, just like our last opener went out to the Mike Tomlin of the Steelers, this is going to go out to our man, Craig Kimberly.
I don't understand why you're playing a pedophile song to Craig. I don't understand that.
Wasn't that Gary Glitter?
Who's Gary Glitter?
Nah, this ain't Gary Glitter.
Na, 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 na.
No, that's the other one. That's the hockey one. Na, 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 na. Hey!
Oh.
How are you supposed to hear the song when y'all are talking?
I know.
Okay, my seven just came out. Stop it.
He started it.
My love!
Is that what the camera is?
Good. Goodbye.
Joey's out. Joey's been out.